Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Malone Roofing. They started out as roofers. They have become innovators, and they were at the game tonight. They were at the big Wendy's Giant game tonight and had a tent over there and everybody having all kinds of fun. It was a perfect night for football, and it was a Wendy's Giant game. I'll tell you what, it just didn't get much bigger than that, and Prep was able to get a 35-13 win. Let's go to the telephone. Steve Robertson from 24/7 Sports is going to join us. And Steve, we're about to that point. As a matter of fact, we're going to carry Wednesday the press conference from the Mississippi High School Activities Association as Johnny Mims and the MAC let us know who the coaches and the players are for the Miss Al game and for the Bernard Blackwell Mississippi All-Star game. And I'm going to tell you what, both of those teams will be talent loaded, will they not?
They're absolutely so. And it's amazing how much more competitive that game has become than playing some of those contests in Mississippi. But we are so talented this year in the state and so blessed to have a very deep class. And I think defensively we're as good as we've ever been this year on the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star team. I think it's going to be a team that should be able to go win the football game.
You know, I agree with you. Last year, Tylan Knight, who played at Pearl, actually turned the game around defensively with an interception. And, Mississippi team was able to score, and then they just shut them down. But I agree with you. I think defensively across the state this year, you've just got top talent, do you not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely do. I mean, you've got four stars at every level. And I don't just mean Mississippi talent. I mean regional and national level talent. I mean, DeMonte Russell from Provine, Nathan Pickering from Seminary High School, those are guys that are big-time All-American caliber players. Charles Moore is an All-American guy that will play on that group. And you've got two of the top linebackers in the Southeast, and N'Kobe Dean, who is our number one inside linebacker in the country. And then Derek Hall, of course, from Gulfport. Brandon Turnage at safety. Jerry and Jones at safety. I mean, you can go all the way down the list. This is it's almost an embarrassment of riches when you begin to think about how good this team can be, especially on defense. But on the offensive side of the football, we've got some skill there as well.
What about, before we talk offense, what about the defensive tackle that's down at George County that everybody's pretty high on?
Yes, McKinley Jackson. He is arguably the top prospect in the state for the 2020 signing class. He was originally committed to LSU, and now he's kind of opened it back up. I know Alabama's considered a front runner, but Penn State schools will get a swing at him as well, but he is a guy that we expect to have 25-30 offers before the end of the year.
Wow. Offensively, we've got a plethora. Now, I can say that, but I can't spell it. They've got a plethora of running backs.
Yeah, we do. It's interesting, too, this year. It always works in cycles. You know, we've got K.J. Jefferson, the quarterback from North Panola. I feel as a QN to be selected for this ball game. And in the offensive line, you got Brandon Cunningham at St. Martin and a few other guys around the state that have got an opportunity to come in and improve their status as prospects, but also kind of legitimize some of the things that have been said about them. But I believe this is a group that's going to be able to move the football. But in these All-Star games, they put so many rules on you. It's about running the football and stopping the run, and I believe Mississippi is going to be able to do both.
Yeah, and then, you're not allowed to blitz and all that. But we're talking with Steve Robertson from 24/7 Sports. The game for the Miss Al game does move back up to Alabama this year. And what's really interesting is that this year they're going to run the Mississippi All-Star game first, North versus South, at Milner Stadium in Gulfport. And then the following Monday, a week later, they'll have the Miss Al game because I believe the Camellia Bowl is involved in that. Yeah. And they're going to have a parade, and they're going to have the guys involved in the parade. So it's going to be a Monday night game. And if you look at your calendar, I don't think Monday Night Football is even playing anymore at that point. So it's going to be the marquee time to watch this football game. And, I get your take on this, Steve. Alabama has 7A. They got 6A, 5A, 7A. What does Mississippi have that compares to 7A schools?
Well, I think some of your elite 6A teams are comparable to some of the 7A teams over there. Yeah, they've got a million more people than we do. So as a result, they're going to have a few more football players. But that's one of the things about this particular group I think that makes it special is, you know, we're not going to have the population they do, but I believe we're going to have the better teams this year. And I think we've got a real chance to go over there and win one. You know, we've done well in Mississippi the last few years, but I think we've got a chance to go over to Alabama and win that game. But, yeah, as you mentioned about the parade, doing it Monday night, you know, anything that we can do to make this a more special event for our student athletes is a positive thing. Because a lot of these guys aren't going to have an opportunity to go play in the SEC. For many of them, it's going to be a part of our junior college system or playing Division II. And so anything that we can do to celebrate high school football in the state of Mississippi is a good thing.
Before I let you go, you know, as you know, I've done this game probably the last 6 or 7 years on TV. And it seems like every couple of years in this thing, a kicker can make the difference. And maybe a kicker that a lot of people didn't know anything about, but he might come in and kick the winning field goal, etc. Who are some of the kickers that we might see for both the Mississippi All-Star Game and the Miss Al Game?
Yeah, you've got me there, because I'll be honest with you. Like, I didn't know about Scott Goodman last year. I went to watch him in person. But, yeah, there's always that one guy that's kind of the kicker-punter combo that works his way into an SEC or Power 5 opportunity. So this year, I would hate to even venture a guess because there's so many talented ones out there. But, you know, whoever they do pick will be somebody that I suspect that we'll see play on the next level.
I totally agree. Steve Robertson, it's always good to have you from 24/7 Sports. Get that insight. As I said, on Friday night, underthelights.com or FNUTL.com, we will carry the press conference this Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, October the 3rd, from the MHSAA, and you'll be able to hear Johnny Mims, and you'll be able to see and hear from the coaches that are going to make. How would you like to, you know, it's tough to get the players, Steve. How tough is it to choose the coaches for this thing?
Yeah, and that's one of the things, too, about our state, the great coaches around the state. That's a difficult thing every year, and Johnny Mims and did such a great job of picking the deserving coaches that put us in a position to go win the ball game. So I'm excited about the selection. It's a week that we look forward to each and every year.
All right, Steve, going to cut you loose. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Friday night, Under the Lights. Have a good football weekend.
You guys, too. Take care.
You know, Caleb, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking about that ball game, and you've got, and we'll find out who the coaches are. Yeah. But in 6A, for example, of course, you got, you know, Chris Jones up at Starkville, and you got Judd Boswell over Clinton. I mean, and Anthony Hart at Madison Central. You just got so many. You got them down at Oak Grove. You got them at Biloxi, and you got a whole state full of these, what I call 4, 5, 6A. Coaches, and invariably you'll get a 1 and 2A coach in there.
Yeah, and what's so interesting is, you know, Mississippi is such a smaller school comparatively to like Louisiana and Florida and Texas.
Right.
But when you look at like when you look at the amount of talent that comes out of the state, it's remarkable because we have so many fewer people than Louisiana and Texas and Florida, but we have so many good players coming out of the state every year.
And per capita, what state puts more players in the NFL? I would say that would be Mississippi.
Yep.
Worked out pretty well for Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
All right, George, you got some scores before we duck out of here and take a timeout?
Yeah. Jerry came from kind of humble start there, you know?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
It worked
he did
out pretty
right.
well for
him.
Okay.
Okay, some scores we have not given earlier. Horn Lake, they're now 6-0. They defeated DeSoto Central tonight 32-3. D'Iberville beat Ocean Springs 49-28. It was Gulfport over Pascagoula 28-15. That's one we have not mentioned earlier. South Haven beat Hernando 36-23. Now, this is an interesting game and an upset as well, if this is right. But I have Cleveland Central beating Ridgeland 27-20.
Isn't that their first win of the year?
No, they're 3-4. They're 3-4. Okay. They got off to a slow start, but Ridgeland was 4-1.
Yeah,
And kind of rolling a little bit.
We talked about them as being like a sleeper team in 5A.
Yeah. Ryan Ernest is coaching them over there, but you know they were going to play well.
Yeah, another one, Neshoba Central.
I'm having a hard
time with that one. Neshoba Central beat Vicksburg 68-42. That's our high scoring game of the night.
And they have enough light bulbs.
That's 110 points.
110 points.
110 points.
People love offense.
And that's their sixth win of the year. Also, Wayne County outscored Pearl River Central 53-41. Itawamba AHS beat Amory 49-30.
Okay, I don't want to cut you off, but we just talked. We just spent an entire phone call talking about how much good defensive talents in this state, and we have we have the three highest scoring games in the state.
Anyway, Bay St. Louis over Pass Christiane 27-13 was the final there, let's see, one other. Pontotoc shut out Mooreville 46-0.
Well, I had a chance to go, and I'll tell you, another good coach is Anthony Hart over at Madison Central. He's doing a great job over there, and I had a chance to go to the pep rally on Thursday yesterday, and of course, we presented the Wendy's Giant Player of the Week to Jimmy Holiday, who is their quarterback, and they had a great pep rally over there, and I couldn't hear myself think in there. I mean, there's so many people in there, and of course the band's blaring. It's a great atmosphere if you've never been to like a Madison Central or a Clinton, or you know, some of those pep rallies. They get so loud in there. But Anthony Hart is doing a great job with the Jaguars, and with that loss tonight with Starkville, I mean, the door's wide open for everybody.
Wide open for everybody in the North, because we have no idea what could happen, because we've seen so, especially with Brandon just playing so many teams in the North.
Right.
We've seen Clinton beat Brandon, Brandon beat Madison Central, Brandon beat Northwest Rankin, Madison Central beat Clinton. You know, so much in the metro area is just jumping over one another. We just have no idea how this is going to unfold, and I'm looking forward to it personally.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Jake was telling me, and Jake Wimberly was on the road tonight, and he sets up our Malone Coach's Corner, and he just sent me a note saying that Jason Goodwin from Puckett wouldn't be here. He had a player get hurt, and they're on their way to the hospital. So certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to the Puckett program and to their coach over there as they deal with that, and then they lost. We'll take a timeout. Back in a moment.
Safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Wow, judging from these bills, I need some business funding. But it's so confusing because every time I ask for business funding, they pull my credit report, which is a credit inquiry, which lowers my credit score when I have credit inquiries on it. I don't know who came up with this concept of credit, but I don't get it. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Credit Concepts at 800-985-9367. One call to Credit Concepts, and I'll find out for myself why they have a 99% customer satisfaction. So if your company's like mine, give them a call today or go online to creditconcepts.com. Remember, that's two K's in the name. Credit Concepts.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Russ Robinson along with Don Barnes and George Broadstreet. We're going to get you caught up on all the scores in a moment. Remember, you can get all the scores on the app or go to FNUTL.com. They're all listed there. On the FNUTL.com this coming week, after we do the press conference, the players who made the list for the Miss Owl game and the Mississippi All-Star game, we're going to put them on the website so that you can see, you know, if they're players from your school that got it. Joining us now is Don Barnes, who called the Wendy's Giant Game of the Week. And, Don, it lived up to the Wendy's Giant Game tag.
It really, really did. And I tell you, the first possession score by Jackson Academy, I sat back and I looked at Matt and I said, it's going to be a game because this is that was the first time all season that Prep had been behind.
That's right.
And, of course, then they answered right away. And as you asked me when I sat down, you said, can Ely run? And I said, in midair, changing direction. I don't know how he does it, but he's in one place, and when he hits the ground, he's somewhere else. And I tell you what, that kid is for real. He's got a feel for that position, and he just knows naturally where he's going. But I tell you what, I was super impressed with that kid Bishop from Jackson Academy.
Yes.
They've got a strong running back in him, and he did a phenomenal job tonight.
And Kincaid Dent is the real deal.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, he was starting to run. The Nick Brewer, who is the head, who is the defensive coordinator for Prep, I don't know what he said at halftime.
He shut it down a little
bit. But he shut it down because they had 13 points, J.A. did at the half, and they end the game with 13 points.
A couple of big key turnovers, though, that shut down a J.A. run. And they were moving the ball pretty well. And then to, you know, to lose the ball like they did just really took the wind out of their sails.
Was there any hitting going on tonight?
Just a smidge. Just a little bit.
Describe the Jerry and Ely touchdown run where a tremendous block was laid out.
Well, there were two because Graves on his pass completion too. But Ely, you're right. Ely coming up the sideline, and number it was 47, I believe, was the kid from Jackson Academy. Just got leveled, and it was a clean block.
Yep.
It was funny because we were sitting in the stands doing our broadcast. Because there was everybody there covering the game. And so we ran out of press box space, but Jackson Prep kindly enough placed us in a section up there. We were surrounded by some fans.
Right.
And so as that play was going on and we're looking at the replay, there's, I don't know, six or seven dads standing around, and they're all peered in, leaning back over and looking at our screen. And right at the point, you have a slow motion of it, and as that crushing blow hits, you hear everybody go, "Oh!" It was just brutal, but it was a beautiful play that and turned into one of three touchdowns.
And you had
for Algeria.
Had Ryan Saxon producing tonight, so you had slow mo.
That was great.
And the instant replay.
He always does a good job.
And next week, the Wendy's Giant Game of the Week, it will be Macomb traveling to Florence, and that is always a big ball game, and it's in this area, so you know, we'll be looking toward our Wendy's Giant Player of the week for this weekend.
Right.
I guess I don't know if you heard on the way in that Northwest Rankin upended Starkville tonight.
No, I didn't hear that.
27-20.
I missed it. I must have been in line at Wendy's.
27-20.
Wow.
And that is a stunner right there.
Oh, they're on their way home right now going, What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, and another game in the metro area, Clinton Harris win tonight. And we got Ray's Corner tonight. Ray Coleman is the play-by-play man for the Clinton Harris. And they took on the Provine Rams tonight and did not have much of a problem. Ray, welcome back to the Friday Night Under the Lights. It's good to have you back with us.
Man, I'm glad you guys had me back, man. I appreciate it. Those Provine Rams didn't give us much of a test, to be quite honest with you. They did what they could. They got a really good quarterback and running back combo. But just the Clinton Arrows, man, just finding their groove again, getting back on the right side of things and getting that first regional win of the season.
You know, Ray, a lot of people have been saying about this Clinton team, oh, the defense was solid, but they're going to have to find their offense. That's been the last couple of weeks. They have found an offense.
Yeah, so I think the issue last week when they faced Madison Central was simply they turned the ball over way too much. I believe they had 4 or 5 turnovers last week.
Mm.
I mean, you just can't do that when you're playing a really good football team. You can't give them extra possessions, and that's the fact of the matter from last week. Tonight, they had a lot of opportunities where they had short fields against the Provine Rams, and so they just took advantage of it. So I don't know if they've completely got offensive rhythm together. I do know that they know how to operate on the short field and take advantage of that. So if nothing else, that's a bright spot.
Talk to me a little about the Provine Rams, because a lot of people don't know about them. You know, normally they're kind of a perennial, hey, you know, we're going to be in the mix kind of team, but they're trying to find themselves right now.
Yeah, they are. They're in the rebuilding phase for sure, man. I think they're on like their second or third head coach in 6 years. I grew up, in the era of Willie Collins when he had that program rolling.
Yep.
So it's a little different and, a little sad to see them, have to go through this rebuilding phase over and over again. Because when you think about the Provine Rams, you think about the Toast of JCS when you're talking about that district and their football program. So my hope is that, with the new coach that they have now, they can kind of get some consistency going because they have some really good pieces over there. They just need to mold them and grow them a little bit more.
All right, Jan, an interesting something happened tonight, and I'm sure that all the eras are pretty excited about this, but Starkville goes down to Northwest Rankin, but you've got to still play both of those teams.
Yeah, so it's exciting for the entire state, right? When you see an awesome matchup like that, you see a big upset.
Yep.
And then when you're looking on my end as a Clinton Arrow, family member, you're like, oh, well, we got to face both of these guys. Everybody knows that it's perhaps the toughest, region and classifications in the state, man. So every week you're gonna have to bring your lunch pail and know that no matter who you face, you're probably gonna have a tough go at it. Sure.
Where is Clinton going to be next week?
We're going to be at Hughes Field. We're going to be playing Murrah on a Thursday night. They're going to be over at Hughes Field, so we get another JCS opponent next week.
Is that Thursday night football kind of mess your schedule up?
It doesn't, man. I've been kind of lucky these past few weeks. I welcomed my first kid into the world.
You did? Congratulations. So, I was going to tell you that.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you, man. We have a little boy by the name of Landry, and the lungs work. Let me tell you that, guys. They work really well. But other than that, man, it's been a lot of fun. This is what I do as far as my free time. I consider it more of an adventure than a hobby, man. So it's really cool what I get to do every Friday night. Thursday night next week.
It's not Thursday night football that's messing his schedule up.
No.
It says 2 a.m. feedings.
I think I got way bigger issues than the play-by-play right now, guys.
Hey,
you got 99 problems, but football ain't one.
Fifteen years from now, when we're doing this show, and they kind of stand me up in the corner over here, you're gonna hear the name Landry Coleman,
right?
Okay, he's gonna be a football player, and he's gonna be a dude now. I'm telling you. Hey Ray, have a great weekend, my friend. Enjoy your football weekend, and thanks for joining us as always on Friday Night Under the Lights. We'll talk to you soon.
Guys, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, brother.
Standing you up in the corner.
We're almost having to do that now.
I just had a flashback of Weekend at Bernie's. We just put some sunglasses on and slouched over in the corner.
Just put 2 scores in my hand. Speaking of scores, do we have any?
Yeah, we have a few. I think I've given you most of the ones I was trying to squeeze in earlier, but I'll give you a couple more.
What was the Hattiesburg score? Because I didn't hear that. I know they're rolling. Tony Vance has got them playing really well.
They won 56-14
over
Stone.
Okay,
they're 6-0 now. They won pretty handily tonight. As we mentioned, Picayune won a big score, 61 or 62-3. I'm not really sure it matters, but 61 or 62-3, I've seen it at different places. But Wayne County beat Pearl River Central in a real high-scoring game. Mentioned that a little bit, 53-41. And West Point won again tonight, 41-6.
Over? Who did they beat?
They beat Center Hill, I believe. Okay. Yeah, Center Hill. And, you know, I think, you know, Pearl going to Meridian, I think that's pretty significant, and winning 35-26.
Sure it is.
Oxford
it's
is now
huge.
Oxford is now 5-1. They beat South Panola tonight by 2 touchdowns, 35-21.
Looking forward to watching Oxford play.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I think, you know, Oxford got beat, got drilled by Starkville really early in the season. But since then, they've been playing pretty well.
Well, you know, Starkville was drilling people, but they ran into a buzzsaw tonight at Northwest Rankin.
Yeah. Okay, so is Starkville, I missed the first, missed the second segment. You guys were obviously talking about the Starkville. So what does that do to that? I mean, it just kind of threw everything into a blender, didn't it?
It's just so early, it's hard to tell. I mean, they've got a win and a loss.
Right.
But there's a lot of other teams that have got a win and a loss.
But, so what does that do to the shift in the undefeated now? That category has significantly dropped, hasn't it?
Well, you heard Steve Robinson from 24/7 Sports was saying, no, John Luke McCord was saying they've got their ranking,
yeah,
and they're saying, you know, gosh, what does that do now?
Yeah,
because mm-hmm. West Point, who normally does not have a loss at this time of the year, they've got a loss now. Oxford's got a loss.
Horn Lake's in the mix.
Horn Lake's still undefeated. Brandon has a loss. I think pretty much everybody else at the top there has a loss. But Horn Lake is 6-0.
And then Northwest Rankin with one loss, and now they can say we knocked off
the number one team in the state.
We knocked off the big black and yellow.
Yeah. And but now there's, you know, Clinton still got to play both of those two teams. I mean, there's a lot of football to play, to be sure. But I'm not sure that we've ever had this situation where you have this many teams
that are that good.
That are that good.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets good.
And I was talking with Anthony Hart about it over at Madison Central the other day when we were walking into the gym, and he was saying, you know, this year is going to be another one of those years where somebody really good is going to be sitting at home during the playoffs.
Yeah, right. Because they called it early.
Yeah, and you know, you may say, well, I just can't believe that team's not in it. They only had one or two losses. That's all you get's one loss in that 6A. Hey, we're going to duck out of here and take a timeout. And when we come back, we're going to throw the phone lines open. You can call us and talk to us about your game, your team tonight, 601-453-4800. Tonight's show made possible by Wendy's, home of the Giant Game of the Week, which is next week as Macomb travels to Florence. It should be a good ball game. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with a scoring wrap-up of all the scores and your calls in a moment on Friday night, Under the Lights.
I want to hear from Starkville. Somebody from Starkville will give us a call.
Yeah.